Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that feels very alive, an Amen Varination in Ableton Live 12, controlled with macros, shaped for jungle and old-school D&B energy. The idea is not to destroy the break, it's to make it perform. You want one Amen loop to evolve across a phrase, so it can open up, tighten down, get dirtier, get more focused, and create tension without losing that classic swing. This is a really important skill in drum and bass, because the break is often doing more than just keeping time. In jungle, it's part rhythm section, part lead voice. In modern D&B, it still needs character, but it also has to leave space for the kick, the bass, and the overall low-end hierarchy. So the goal here is not random mangling. It's controlled movement, musical movement. Start with a clean Amen source and decide on a phrase length before you touch any effects. 8 bars is a great working length, even if the actual break is only 1 or 2 bars long. Warp it cleanly so it locks to the grid, but don't crush the human feel out of it. If the break is naturally a little loose, that can actually help the jungle pocket. Duplicate it across your phrase and listen to how it sits with a placeholder kick and bass. Keep some headroom on the track. You do not want the varination to clip once you start adding saturation, filtering, and automation. And before anything else, check the groove. What to listen for here is simple. The snare should still speak clearly, and the ghost notes should still feel like part of one drummer, not a pile of random slices. If the break already feels stiff, fix the warp points now. That's way more important than any effect you add later. Now build a processing rack that's actually macro-friendly. Keep it stock and keep it practical. A really solid starting chain is auto-filter, saturator, drum bus, utility, and EQ8. Each device has a job that translates beautifully to macros. Auto filter handles brightness and movement. Saturator gives you grit and harmonic density. Drum bus adds smack and transient shaping. Utility gives you width or gain control. EQ8 lets you make the clean-up moves, especially if the source is muddy or messy in the low mids. The important thing is to start conservatively. Don't overcook the break just because you can. Give yourself a controllable system first. Then shape the energy with automation. The first macro should control brightness and crack. Map it to the auto filter cutoff, and if needed, let it also nudge a gentle EQ shelf for a small upper mid boost. Think of this as your open and closed control. In a darker state, the break might be filtered down around the low kilohertz range. In the open state, it can rise much higher and feel more urgent. Why this works in D&B is because brightness is one of the fastest ways to create perceived energy without changing the rhythm at all. In jungle and old-school D&B, that shift in top-end presence can make the break feel like it's moving through the arrangement, even if the actual pattern stays the same. What to listen for is whether that open state gets closer and more exciting without turning brittle. If the hat starts spitting in an ugly way, back the top end off a little or soften the filter slope. You want tension, not glare. The second macro should control grit and density, not just volume. Map it to saturator drive and drum bus drive together. This is where the break can move from dusty and human into aggressive and chesty. A little more drive can give the snare more authority and help the break read on smaller speakers. But be careful. Too much saturation can erase the ghost notes, and those tiny details are a huge part of the jungle feel. That's the trade-off. More drive means more excitement, but if you push too far, the break starts to collapse and lose its internal swing. So push until it gets harder, then back off slightly. What to listen for is the snare. The snare should get more crack and body, not just more noise. If the break starts sounding smaller when you add drive, you've gone too far into hash or overcompression. Ease off and let the filter macro do more of the work. The third macro can be about space or width, but stay disciplined. In most cases, this should not be some huge ambient wash. Think more in terms of stereo presence, room feeling, and transition movement. Map it to utility width, and if you want, add a very subtle send to a short reverb or delay. Keep it restrained. For old school jungle, this can create a nice bloom before the break snaps back into a tight drop state. But here's the warning. Don't widen the whole break indiscriminately. Low end and low mid spread will blur the kick and bass relationship fast. Keep the body of the break mono compatible. Let the upper percussion get wider if needed, but protect the center. If you're unsure, choose the version that suits the track. A drier, more direct state is better for a hard drop and DJ-friendly clarity. A wider, more atmospheric state is better for a breakdown lift or a second drop contrast. Both are valid. The right choice depends on what the arrangement needs. Now comes the musical part. Don't leave the macro static. Write automation in phrases. Think in 2-bar and 4-bar movements, not endless sweeping. In drum and bass, the ear loves periodic change. A simple structure might be this: slightly closed and clean at the start, then more open and a little dirtier, then pull back brightness and add grit, then open again near the turnaround. That's where automation becomes arrangement. It stops being a sound design trick and starts telling the listener where the track is going. If you automate everything continuously, there are no landmarks, and the groove can feel like it never lands anywhere. A really efficient workflow is to perform the macro movement live once with a controller, then clean up the corners in arrangement view. That usually sounds more musical than drawing every point by hand. And if you like the gesture, commit to it. In jungle and old school DNB, printing the idea to audio is often a smart move. It locks the performance, frees CPU, and gives you something real to arrange against. Now build a short transition phrase. This is one of the strongest uses of macro control in DNB. In the last two bars before the drop, close the filter, reduce width, and maybe add a touch more grit altogether. Then hit the drop with the opposite feeling, open filter, controlled saturation, and a tighter centered break. That contrast creates a real energy reset. What to listen for is whether the break is actually leading the transition, or whether the risers and bass are overpowering it. The amen should feel like part of the launch mechanism. If the transition feels weak, try closing the filter a little more on the last half bar, or let the final snare hit bloom very briefly with a tiny bit of space before the drop returns dry and full. Now add a little micro variation with clip edits, but keep the macros doing the heavy lifting. Maybe you remove one kick in a fill. Maybe you nudge a ghost note slightly. Maybe you add a snare pickup into bar 8. That kind of detail makes the break feel more human, more like a performance and less like a loop. The important thing is that the macro curve and the clip edits agree with each other. If the macro opens the break, but the clip edits remove all the supporting percussion, the phrase can feel empty instead of bigger. Before you call it done, check the low-mid balance. This matters a lot in DNB. Use EQA to clear out unnecessary buildup around the low mids and cut rumble if it's fighting the sub. Common trouble spots are the boxy area around the low hundreds to a few hundred hertz and the harsh zone where the snare can become too spiky. You're not making the break thin. You're making the contrast clearer so the movement reads better. And always check the break with bass. A variation can sound amazing in solo and still clash badly once the bass line enters. So audition three states: break solo, break with bass only, and break with the full drum stack. If it only sounds exciting in solo, it probably relies too much on brightness or width. In a real track, it has to survive the bass and still read as the same phrase. Here's another useful mindset shift. Don't ask the break to evolve everywhere. Decide where it should stay stubbornly consistent and where it should be allowed to change. In DNB, too much automation can make the groove indecisive. Too little makes the drop feel static. The sweet spot is broad macro motion, with a few tiny manual edits for character. You can also think about two possible final flavors. One is a raw jungle version: lighter saturation, slightly wider top end, more obvious filter motion, a dusty and human feel. The other is a darker club version: tighter width, stronger mid-range density, more focused transient shaping, and a more controlled drop-ready energy. Neither is better by default. Pick the one that serves the track. If you want a heavier result, there's a great trick: let the break get narrower as the drive increases. That collapse inward feeling can make the drop hit much harder than simply making everything louder. It feels like pressure building instead of just volume rising. Very effective for darker rollers and modern jungle hybrids. And if you want the break to feel especially underground, print your processed pass to audio and do one more round of small edits. Resampled imperfection often sounds more authentic than endless automation perfection. That's a good one to remember. So, to wrap it up, build the amen variation around a few strong macro moves. Use brightness, grit, and width with intention. Automate in phrases, not forever. Keep the snare as the anchor. Protect the low end. Check against bass early. And remember that in DNB, the best break movement feels like it's performing the arrangement with you. Your practice challenge is simple: build one 8-bar amen variation using no more than 3 macro mappings, keep it mono-safe in the low end, and create one clearer pre-drop state and one tighter drop state. Then bounce the best version and make one darker or tighter alternate. If you can hear the section change without looking at the screen, and the snare still cuts through while the bass stays clean, you've nailed the concept. Now go make that amen breathe, tighten, and hit like it means it.